WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Minus Five sounds like the name of a band, but it's really singer-songwriter multi-instrumentalist Scott McCoy, and lots of semi-famous friends from other bands, such as Wilco, REM, and the Posies. The Minus Five's new seventh album is officially called The Minus Five, but McCoy insists on referring to it as The Gun Album because there's a handgun on the cover and a number of songs feature firearms in their lyrics. We'll let rock critic Ken Tucker sort it all out. Here's the album's opening track, Rifle Called Goodbye.
The traitors are wrecked all in the tornado. The funnel fades to gray. With hands upon the Bible, who's to say? I never meant to lie. This rifle called goodbye. It's all that I can shoulder anymore.
In any sane world, Scott McCoy would be insufferable. He writes lyrics that often make no sense. The first line of the first song here is, "The quartermaster bakes a radio," and it only becomes less coherent as the melody becomes more catchy. Then there's this gun obsession he has.
I like you with a gun. The way you shine.
McCoy sings his songs of weaponry and ludicrous romance in a high, enthusiastic register. He gets people like Peter Buck of REM and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco to play slithery melodies with strong spines that support McCoy's ebullient non sequiturs. At any moment, the Minus Five project threatens to veer into terminal cuteness, and given all the guns, I do mean terminal, but somehow it never does.
I had six white Russians tonight. And two of them were people. It's not pretty when your best friend is a saloon. And you're always out there on the maroon. Like a pencil sticking in your neck. This feeling's getting creepy. It's not easy when you can't get off the balloon.
If McCoy wasn't so unassumingly charming, making his semi-supergroup sound like a series of fun jam sessions, he'd come off as loony with an unhealthy obsession. One of his most rigorously nonsensical songs, called Hotel Senator, mentions a, quote, gun-shaped knife, and were it not so pretty, this tune, called Bought a Rope, would be downright menacing.
Let's set the date for the I can't wait to be forgiven. And I'll be there like a pillow in the snow. It covers the fair like J-Lo linen. I never want to let you go. I never wanna let you go. I never wanna let you go. And that's why I bought this rope. Bought a rope. Bought a rope.
In the end, the Gun Album is a lark with a pedigree. The quality of McCoy's songwriting, his knack for wordplay, and his ability to make musicians who don't usually work together cohere as a band, recalls the method of other studio pop eccentrics like Steely Dan and the Beach Boyless Brian Wilson. No one would ever accuse him of being a straight shooter, and come to think of it, thank heaven for that.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new self-titled album from the Minus Five.